Welcome to PharmaPulse, a pharmaceutical commerce podcast where we bring you the latest insights shaping patient access, supply chain logistics, data and tech, and healthcare innovation. I'm your host, and let's get into today's headlines. The CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices voted to end the universal recommendation for the hepatitis B vaccine birth dose, reversing a decades-long standard. The new guidance advises a targeted approach for high-risk infants and recommends individual-based decision-making for others. In regulatory news, a dozen former FDA commissioners issued a public warning. Writing in the New England Journal of Medicine, they argue that new vaccine policies being pushed by the agency's current leadership will undermine the long-standing regulatory framework, potentially slowing the development of new and updated seasonal vaccines and threatening the nation's public health security. Lastly, in drug pricing news, entrepreneur Mark Cuban is urging the Trump administration to waive the nearly $360,000 FDA fee required for each generic drug approval. He argues that eliminating this massive cost barrier is essential to make it financially feasible for his company, Cost Plus Drugs, to expand its U.S. manufacturing of high-cost and shortage generics. This move is designed to boost domestic supply chain resilience and, critically, bypass the traditional PBM model to offer patients lower prices. That's it for this episode of PharmaPulse. For more insights on trends transforming pharmaceutical access and care delivery, visit pharmaceuticalcommerce.com. Thanks for listening. Until next time, stay well and stay informed.